This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servant, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this father of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Guys, you know, I am happy today, guys. You know, I'm celebrating. You know what I mean, guys? Yeah, guys, I was crying yesterday, guys. I was complaining, and in my mind, I'm like, this thing doesn't add up. You know, guys, when you put 1 + 1 and you get 11, it means something doesn't add up. Find out what is going on. When you put 1 and 1 and you get 2 instead of 11, there's something wrong. Something doesn't add up. And guys, I was complaining that I'm the one, guys, who was busy sinning here on earth. I was the one, guys, who was loving money. I was the one, guys, who was loving the things of the world. I was the one, guys, who was busy with sex outside marriage. I was the one, you know, busy drinking alcohol. Busy, guys, taking drugs. Oh, guys, busy, guys, doing my own will. Guys, shaking with boys, shaking with girls. And guess what, guys? I was never punished for any of that. Never punished. Do you know who was punished for that? It's Jesus. He is the guy who was hung on the cross, pins going through his hands and feet. I wasn't punished. I should have been the one there on the cross. Guys, Adam is the one who squandered the property of our father with Satan. And then guess what? He wasn't punished for it. Guys, that is what you don't understand. That is what angers me the most, is that it was Adam who killed us. We died spiritually when Adam disobeyed Jesus and obeyed Satan. He died spiritually. I died spiritually because of that. I partook of his sin because of that. That sin was passed on to me because of that. Oh, guys, it didn't add up. It didn't add up. Any reasonable person, guys, would be angry. Guys, now you know where my anger is coming from. Adam sins, Jesus is punished. I sin, Jesus is punished. You sin, Jesus is punished. Oh, guys, no. Any reasonable person, guys, will be angry. I look at pastors, guys, opening churches. They will tell you that there is no hell. Excuse me. Jesus didn't say that. The guy who suffered, the guy who was punished, didn't say that. You open a church, you tell me that I should pray to Mary, to this thing called rosary. And then you tell me to kiss statues. Jesus is preaching against that. You open a church, you tell me that God wants me to run after riches, earthly blessings, prosperity, and you tell me that there is forever forgiveness, once saved, saved forever, meaning I shouldn't stop sinning. That guy was punished for my sins. You open a church and you're telling me that God works together with ancestors, and then you're telling me that it is fair for someone to be punished for that. Guys, no. Any reasonable person understand where my anger is coming from. I am angry, guys. I'm an angry preacher. If you listen to this podcast, you know that I'm an angry preacher because this thing didn't add up. I sit and I'm like, I'm the one who did these things. I was the one busy stealing, sleeping around outside marriage, loving money, loving the things of the world, drinking alcohol, taking drugs, lying through my teeth. Guys, I was the one gossiping. And guess who went to the cross for that? It's Jesus. I wasn't punished. Daddy didn't punish me. All these years, guys, Adam disobeys Jesus, dies spiritually. I'm dead because of that. You're dead because of that. Adam is not punished. Daddy is angry. Daddy is worried because his children are dead. And he's worried and he's asking the older one, go and rescue them. Go down there. 33 years, guys, Jesus was living in heaven. For those 33 years, he comes down here. He comes down here and we treat him like rubbish. We treat him like dead. We treat him like the scum of the earth. Every time he opens his mouth, stones are thrown at him. Nobody wanted to hear his teachings. Ah, guys, no. You know, guys, I always think about the Gethsemane event. He cries. He says, please, can you stay with me? He's begging them, can you please stay with me? He calls Peter, James, and John. He says, can you stay with me? He was looking for people who would comfort him, support him. They couldn't. They didn't understand the agony he was going to go through. Ah, guys, he prays a prayer that daddy couldn't answer. He says, can you let this cup be taken away from me? Guys, if Jesus had stopped there, what would have become of me? So he quickly realizes that daddy can't answer that prayer because daddy is worried. His kids are dead. He wants back his kids. So he says, let your will be done. He says, nevertheless, let your will be done. He corrects that prayer. They are sleeping. Daddy had to release angels to come and comfort and support Jesus because he's thinking about that agony. Ah, guys, he goes to the cross, pins, goes through his feet and hands. I sinned. He's the one punished for that. Daddy, guys, you need to understand that Daddy, his eyes are too holy to behold evil. His eyes are too holy. Daddy, guys, could have been the one who would have came down here and suffered and rescued us. But no, because it's too holy, guys, cherubims are there guarding his holiness. Because he can't. The sky is separating us from him. We can't even see him. Why? Because the wolves are here. Satan and his wolves and his children are here running the show in churches, opening churches and preach their own beliefs. Someone had to suffer for that. We were not punished for that. Jesus was punished for that. So I sat down and I'm like, this doesn't add up. And guys, daddy begs Jesus, begs the older guy. He says, no, please, my son, go down there, rescue them. Rescue them. Any reasonable person, guys, I understand that you can't reason with an unreasonable person, but a reasonable person, a sheep, will understand why I'm angry. And guys, Jesus, rightfully so, he had to be angry. Let us go to this scripture, guys. It's taken from, it's taken from the Gospel of Luke 15. So, down here, verse 28, it says, the older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. You see, guys, daddy is now pleading with Jesus because Jesus is angry. But he answered his father, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. And he never, guys, it says this Jesus, you know, guys, he fought against sin to the point of shedding blood. He never, you know, guys, you are having a funky time here on earth. You are busy entertaining sin, loving money, loving the things of the world, you're calling them blessing, yet you're calling yourself a Christian. You're busy with sex outside marriage. You're busy running after your career. You're dreaming big. Jesus didn't come here for a funky time. He came here to save us. And then, guys, I sit and I'm like, no, this thing doesn't add up. It's just ended there. He suffered for me. He was punished for that, and it ended there. Guys, that's why I was angry. And then, guys, now, this one makes sense. That guy is angry. The older son is angry. It makes sense. To me, I see him like, yeah, this thing makes sense. The older son is angry. Why? He never disobeyed. He said, I've never disobeyed your orders. Never once. I've been slaving for you. I went down there to rescue your kids. And you never gave me anything. And I love the answers, the father's response. Daddy's response, he says, listen, my son. You are always with me, and everything I have is yours. Oh, all right, all right, all right. Now, that adds up. That makes sense. Oh, guys, I was seeing red flags. I seen, and then someone else is punished for that. No, that doesn't add up. But now, the father is responding. It makes sense. You know, guys, Jesus, in the Gospel of John 10, he says, I'm willing to die for my sheep. He says, my father has given me the greatest. He says, no one can snatch them away from my hand. No one can snatch them from my father's hand. Ah, guys, Jesus says, you know, guys, you go to the Gospel of John 17, Jesus is praying. He says, Father, they were yours. You gave them to me. Meaning, guys, Daddy is saying they were actually worshiping me. They honored me. Now they will worship you. Now they honor you. Ah, guys. Now I'm like, yeah. Daddy, you've removed this burden from me. Because I was sad. I was like, no. No person can live a place of honor like that. A place of riches like this. Come down here for 33 years. And then it's the end of it. It doesn't make sense. And then, guys, I listen to Paul. He says, I count it all a loss. Everything I had, I count it all a loss. Why? Because of knowing Christ. Why? Guys, Paul understood what Jesus came to do. You understand? He says, I'm willing to die for him. Peter, he says, I'm willing to die right now for you. Thomas, he says, let us go and die with him. Why? Guys, they understood that no person can suffer like that. And then it's just the end of it. No. Guys, I was worried. Guys, I was really worried. Guys, you could see tears from my eyes thinking about a son of man. And guys, you see, guys, the worst part with me is that I've got proof of the authenticity of the Bible. So I can't even pretend. I can't even pretend not to see this. And then Daddy says, no, do not worry, my children. Do not worry, my sheep. Wolves can run the show there on earth, opening churches and preaching all their nonsense. They can do whatever they want to do. But don't worry. I've repaid Jesus for what he's done because he didn't deserve that. And guys, I read this and I'm like, yeah, this makes sense. This definitely makes sense. I was angry, guys. I was mad. If you listen to this podcast, you understand that this is an angry preacher. And I'm angry, guys. I'm angry because of what is happening. I sit and I'm like, no, no. I was not born spiritually alive. Adam killed me. That sin was passed on to me as an inheritance. You understand? And I wasn't punished for it. It was Jesus who was punished for it. This guy is the one who went to the cross for me. Pins going through his feet and hands. Oh, guys. And then after that, it's the end of it. No, it didn't make sense. But now I get it. The father said, no, my son, you are not getting it. Everything that I have is yours. They were worshiping me. They were honoring me. They were obeying me. Now they are obeying you. If anyone takes your blood and obey you, then they are obeying you. They are honoring you. Then that makes sense. You see, guys, if you get saved and you continue in sin, contrary to this popular belief that once saved, saved forever, Jesus says in Hebrews 10:27, once you know the truth and you continue in sin, you will no longer receive his blood, meaning he can't perform those sacrifices. So people in churches are spiritually dead because after knowing the truth, they continued in sin. Pastors decided to please people instead of pleasing the guy who was punished. They decided to please wolves in churches. Wolves are feeding churches and they continued in sin. They are dead again, never to be alive again because they continued in sin. It's Jesus' blood. He is the guy who suffered, who was punished for my sins, Nini's sins, and then Jesus suffers for that. I mean, a guy has to be rewarded for that and is rewarded. And he says anyone who takes this blood and continues in sin will never be forgiven and won't.
People in churches are not forgiven anymore because after knowing the truth, the guys, they continued in sin. And now this guy is rewarded. Oh, guys, that makes sense. Daddy, thank you. You removed my burden. I was burdened. You sinned. Jesus paid a price. I sinned. Jesus suffered for that. No, he is rewarded. Guys, I'm happy now. Until next.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.